Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Republican candidate for governor Charlie Baker is joining forces with former state representative Karen Polito of Shrewsbury as his running mate. The two made their announcement in Polito's hometown today, and WBUR's Lynn Joliker was there.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming out.
Charlie Baker and Karen Polito entered a packed Brody's Diner in Shrewsbury together.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Ready.
You're ready?
Ready.
They say they're a team for the top two spots on next year's ballot. Polito says she contacted Baker after the summer to ask if they could talk. Baker says the two, who've known each other for a long time, had many discussions in recent months.
Among the other things we share, the first thing we always talk about when we get together is how our kids are doing. Karen is a mom first above all else, just like I'm a dad.
That, they told the crowd of supporters, helps drive their approach to policy, which, they say, will focus on three things in this campaign: schools, jobs, and communities.
One of the things that's most important to me, like him, is our deep sense of commitment to our communities. I feel that in my discussions with Charlie. I know he has that. That is not something manufactured. That is not something taught. That is something you feel deep in your soul, as I do.
We don't want kids in Massachusetts to have their destiny defined by their zip code. We want kids in Massachusetts to believe when they get up and go to school every single day that they're going to get the kind of education that's going to prepare them for their future, where their parents can get up and go to work every day knowing that they're going to be able to pay their bills. And that their
Baker
kids
served as Secretary of Administration and Finance under Governors Weld and Cellucci, and then became CEO of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. Polito was a state representative for 10 years and helps run her family's real estate development business. Baker acknowledges Polito got more votes than him in 2010 when he ran for governor and she ran for state treasurer.
Yeah, she's pointed that out to me. Yeah.
That ability to get votes and raise money and to appeal to voters in central Massachusetts and women are assets to Baker. He won't address Polito's growing conservative reputation after her recent inroads with the Tea Party. Whether it will be an asset in terms of attracting that part of the Republican base or a liability that will alienate moderate Republicans and more centrist Democrats.
You guys keep trying to break the Massachusetts community up into pieces. I'm not thinking about it that way. I am running for every vote in every community in Massachusetts because I think everybody cares about the same things we care about.
That must have been part of the decision-making process, the issue of conservatives, Tea Party.
Our conversations were about, what do you really care about? Why do you want to do this? Where do you want to take the state? And those answers always came back to the same three issues.
What about your conversations with your advisors behind the scenes, not conversations with parents?
I'm making my own decisions when it comes to this kind of stuff. We'll have plenty of time to talk, guys.
The state Democratic Party says in a statement today that while Baker is trying to reshape his image after his failed run, privately he's trying to appease the Tea Party wing. They mention Polito's appearance at Tea Party events, her opposition to gay marriage while a legislator, and her recent work as campaign chair for conservative former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan in his bid for U.S. Senate. Polito and Baker pledged to work in a bipartisan manner in the image of former Governor Bill Weld and Lieutenant Governor Paul Cellucci, whom both call their mentor.
He's someone that grew up in a town like this in Hudson, not too far, came up through local government, worked in a family business, worked across party lines in the legislature to get things done. He and Bill Weld worked really good together, and they agreed on a whole bunch of issues. And I could say that although we're about a foot and a half apart and standing here today, we're a lot closer on a lot of the issues.
And they're close on wanting what they call a thrifty and small but strong government. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.